Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The population in the Massachusetts shelter system has increased to the point where some families are staying in hotel and motel units without the usual services. More than 600 households are currently unstaffed. That accounts for more than 10% of all shelter units. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel joins us now to explain what that means and the concerns about it. Good morning, Gabriella.
Good morning, Rupa.
What exactly does it mean for a shelter unit to be unstaffed?
Yes. So normally a family that's in the state system stays in shelters that are overseen by a provider. That's typically a nonprofit that coordinates services that a family might need. So things like transportation, looking for housing, maybe some clothing or translation services, or questions about enrolling your kid in school. But right now, the demand for shelter has increased so much over the last year or so that there just aren't enough of these staffed shelter units. So the state is finding a hotel room or a motel unit to give folks a roof over their head. And the state says they're providing food, diapers, and formula, but there's no staff that's on site to really support these families.
And people are raising concerns about that.
Yes, there are quite a few concerns. Many of these families may not speak English or only have limited English, and often they don't have easy access to transportation. I did speak with Adam Hool at Greater Boston Legal Services, and he says he gets several calls a week about these families.
I had an organization call me about 2 weeks ago, and at that time they were telling me about like 10 families that had no access to food.
And in this instance, there was food and formula available, but these families didn't know where to go to find them. And that's because they didn't speak a common language with hotel employees. Another serious concern is families in shelters sometimes don't have access to work permits, and then they can be targets for scams or people who try to take advantage of them. Staffed shelter units have people who kind of watch who come and go, and we don't know exactly what's happening at all of these unstaffed units.
Has this ever happened before in Massachusetts?
Well, there's some debate about that. The idea of getting creative and having to find new overflow spaces is definitely not new. But I'm hearing that something like this has not happened in many years and definitely not at this scale. We're seeing it now because there is a real housing crunch. And like a lot of states, Massachusetts is seeing more immigrant families who have had to leave their homes because of problems like violence or economic hardship. And what's different is Massachusetts has a law that requires shelter for every homeless family that qualifies.
The governor declared a state of emergency because of the rapidly rising number of families in the shelter system. Has that helped at all?
Not specifically about this situation. A spokesperson for the state says they are working to get providers to staff these units. And I am hearing from providers that officials at the state level are working on a bigger plan. And I can tell you many of them are itching to get specifics there. I spoke with Danielle Ferrier, who runs Heading Home, which provides some 350 family shelter units. And she says the state clearly cares about this issue, but she described the current situation as chaotic.
There's a lot of folks that want to be helpful, and we just need someone who is organizing us so that we aren't duplicating or dropping and have gaps that we could fill.
Ferrier would like to see the state tap the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency to kind of coordinate things. Others say there needs to be better pay and incentives for frontline staff. But I should add, there are community groups, religious organizations that are stepping up in a real way. So these are synagogues, churches, other groups that are, you know, finding food, becoming greeters, giving gift cards. Advocates say those groups need to be vetted and trained.
Boston and the state also just got nearly $2 million in federal emergency funding. Is that supposed to go toward improving the situation?
Well, that funding is going toward newly arrived immigrant families, but it is not specifically for these unstaffed shelter units. A spokesperson for the agency overseeing family shelter says these units are meant to be temporary. He said there are conversations that are ongoing about how to transition families to longer-term providers and ultimately to permanent housing.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thank you very much.
Thank you.